Happy holidays, everyone. It's been a great 2022 from all of us here at Krakenbacks. We wanted to take some time to reflect on this year's past episodes, which ones had the best stories and the most impactful. So without further ado, how are you doing this morning, guys?
Oh, good, Lance. Merry Christmas. Elfishly
fantastic.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy New Year.
Dude, it's been a year.
Wow. Isn't that crazy?
It feels like... You know what? It feels like we had Aaron Brockovich on yesterday, and it
it's
now been a year. That's crazy.
Yes. That was a great way to. That was a really great way to kick off everything with her. She is a funny, high energy gal.
And I never thought looking that you could talk to water and then put it under a microscope, it would tell you what you were talking about.
Asked me to. Think about water, and she got another Petri dish and set it down, and she said, just talk to the water, Aaron. And it sounds crazy, right? And I did, and she had said, whatever you're thinking, you don't have to say, but think about water. So as I'm having my conversation with the water, I'm thinking about being home in Kansas. And the water and its importance to our food and the wheat fields. So I was visualizing wheat fields swaying in the wind, and my heart was filled with joy. Just the wheat fields, just watching them sway in unison in the water. And it just all felt so really wonderful to me. And she took that Petri dish and froze it. And once it was frozen, she puts the crystals under a microscope, and the water had crystallized into wheat fields. And in the middle, it didn't fill in, but it was a heart.
It was? John DeMartini. Yeah. Dr. John DeMartini.
I actually listened to his episode again the other day. I was like, God, I still pull stuff from that. I mean, he's such a smart guy. I don't know how many languages the guy speaks, and I think he's read everything from every philosophical, biblical, whatever, and he pulls from his life changing life lessons and motivation. And I'll still remember his 20 seconds elevator speech. You know?
Oh my gosh, yes. What was crazy and inspiring as well, and it was simply that he came from nothing. You know, Paul Bragg, found him on the beach because he was a surfer in a tent on the beach, and inspired him to become what he is today. And he commemorates that guy that found him on the beach. Came from nothing. You know, and then he ended up opening up a practice in one of the tallest buildings in Houston, Texas.
Yeah. Greg Persley, who ended up having a child and then lost everything and had to reinvent himself. And I mean, how many guests have we had on a show that lost everything and reinvented themselves? And it's one of those things that I don't think I ever would have thought if we didn't have this podcast, looking back on you can't give up. I mean, it's like the things we're who we've met and how people think. And Laura Stark, you know, the pandemic hit and she lost her thing and she reinvented how she ran her speed training all by Zoom, and she created this whole internet thing. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty damn amazing.
One of my favorite guys, Chris Hodges.
My fitness career, because I learned how to run business. I became a personal trainer. I worked for a corporation, and then I opened my own gym, and then I opened four gyms. And going through that process taught me how to be a business person. And now that the record labels basically don't exist, if you are a musician, you're an entrepreneur. You have to be. You have to be a business owner. The business is yourself. And so when I decided to step out and be and you know, with the solo career and Within the End and a few other bands that I'm in, I just took the business practices that I learned in fitness and I applied them to my music career.
who reinvented himself.
You know, totally.
How about at the end of his conversation? I was like choking up.
He was one of those that, you know, when he got into talking about mental health, I was like, I mean, here's this rocker and he's killing it right now with Alter Bridge.
That's great.
But
that is great.
When I was listening to his story and he got choked up, I'm like, my jaw's on the ground and I'm like, oh my God, this is incredible. I mean, I mean, to go from, again, I want to take my life to, I'm now rocking on some of the biggest stages around.
Ugh. Keep your dreams incredible. Alive. Keep your dreams
alive. I think one of my favorites is that I know you'll like, because I'm staring at the man and I can't even freaking talk. And then when I actually did start to talk, I vomited words because
Laird Hamilton.
I'm staring at this man going, oh my God, I got Laird Hamilton on my show.
You were so goofy, man. You're like a kid going to see Santa Claus, man.
It took me 20 minutes to say say one sentence. And he's just patiently listening. I'm like, blah, 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 blah. I was like, my God, that's Laird Hamilton.
Yeah.
So a little shout out to Tamara Day and Donnie, and hopefully you feel a little better, little man. But she's also working on, and that's something. Yeah, when she started talking about the breast implants and how ill she got.
You don't have to have a leak or a rupture of these things to have your body go into complete shutdown of all systems. So everyone's body looks different. Every woman's body is built differently. Your immune system is built differently. Your precursors are different. So whereas I was affected, respiratory system, mental, like I had severe brain fog and my memory loss was bad, my blurred vision. I had severe sinus infections, bronchitis, pneumonia for like 2 years straight, lost a bunch of weight. I had ovarian cysts that were rupturing all the time inside me. So I had internal bleeding. My muscles, my joints felt like they were 85 years old. I couldn't even like, they felt like they were just going to snap if I stretched. So odd symptoms that you wouldn't necessarily go, that's breast implants, right? And when
I've actually been talking to a couple of patients about that, and I kind of re-brought it to my mind that a couple of my patients that I'd be like, you know, they come in and the right side of the neck was sore, then the left hip was sore, then the shoulder was sore, and they have this like migraine pain, and every day it was something different. And I finally, I'm like, you have implants, don't you? You may want to get those checked, you know? And so that's something that I probably wouldn't have thought of right out the top of my head if it wasn't for her episode. So. Do you remember General Holt and Colonel James and like the donkey story and their leadership stories of how they would dress up and what they would do in order to get their turn their troops around and get them motivated when they're unmotivated?
Yeah, that was impressive. Well, I'll tell you, the one that continues to make an impact on my health is Dr. Sandra Kaufman, the medical doctor who is the, interestingly enough, is the pediatric anesthesiologist that understands biochemistry so well that she came out with two books on anti-aging and longevity and what you could do. So quite frankly, I think about that one podcast every single day. Why? Because I do her regimen.
Like, I love these phrases that I don't understand. People go, I eat clean. What does that mean? Right? Like, I don't get it. I just don't understand. Right? People go, I just don't. People like, oh, I'm going to cleanse my body and, you know, clean out my gut. Why the hell would you do that? It doesn't bring you any benefit whatsoever, right? It makes no sense.
My God.
So like, I follow what makes absolute sense based on like actual literature, not like, you know, Joe Schmo Men's Health, clean out your gut once a month. That makes no fucking sense. What makes sense is what you can actually look at on a molecular basis and then do. So people are like, oh, I'm a rebel because I don't do all that other crap. I think it's ridiculous. That being said, I do a lot of things that other people would consider moderately ridiculous, right? So it's Like, for example, oxygen chambers are big now. Everyone's like, oh, you know, try to make your telomeres longer with oxygen chambers. I think it's the dumbest thing in the world because stem cells hate oxygen. So, like, you're killing your stem cells by seeing an oxygen chamber. And everyone's like, oh, it's the best thing since sliced bread. No, it's not. You're killing yourself. So don't do it, right? People just don't understand that, like, you have to look at the base literature and not just do it like Joe Schmo tells you to do.
Yo, I still have, every time I grab a label and if I see the word corn on it, I have Dr. Grace yelling at me, no corn, no corn. <Yeah. laughs> You know? And
same here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
You know, are going to be able to really do mm-hmm. something that I have a gap with. And I'll learn too. Yeah. But in our profession, we have that awesome facility to literally help every single person that comes through our door. And if you're not reading and if you're not on top of the latest technology and information, that's on you, man, because I'm going to be one to do that. And I make sure that every patient that I see gets 100%, if not more. Absolutely.
One with Dr. Sabine Hazan and Dr. Cindy Howard. And the two, whether you realize it or not, those two different podcasts talked a lot about shit.
Yep.
So how much more conscious of your poop did you become after?
Oh, my God. I look at my poops now.
Yes. Yeah.
I go, are they the right shape? Are they the right color?
Are they floating?
Do they float? Do they sink?
Do they smell?
Losing my taste. What is going on? What am I doing? So you have to almost be a scientist for yourself. And you have to take back your own health. Mm. Because you can't count on the government or your physician or your naturopath or the drug company to help you. Oh, you know, perfect. Think about it. We're in a pandemic. The one thing we should have learned from all this is we need to help ourselves.
Yes.
Even there is a healthcare revolution in a way is because people don't trust what they're being told, right? Especially because it's conflicting, right?
Yeah. And the other thing I didn't really realize that I thought was impactful, we're jumping around a little bit, but was the mental health of, I didn't know the real definition between on PTSD when, like, was it Charlie Brown that was talking about that he thought that was more of a military term because, you know, and how the soldiers would go off to battle and then hang out, but then they would detox in World War II on a boat coming home, where now they're just being flown home, versus a first responder, police and firemen, who it's not so much the trauma they see, even though they see the trauma, it's a sleep deprivation on top of that, where they're being woken up two or three times a night, and then they don't, and then they have to go see everything from a domestic dispute to a full-on trauma, and it's a totally different mental stress. I never really thought about it that way because I think people throw around that term PTSD a lot, and when he was talking about, he thought that PTSD should be limited to the military, and they just have mental stress. I thought that was pretty insightful.
Well, that blew me away. And then how many first responders commit suicide every, 8 minutes or something wild like that?
All right. So I'm gonna turn the tables on you a little bit. I actually created five rapid-fire questions for you.
Woo!
And you're always the one delivering the rapid fires. And and so I decided to turn the tables, and I'm going to deliver some rapid-fire questions on you. So you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Number one, what keeps you
sound like me
coming back every Thursday to record?
Well, coming from a place of not wanting to do this with you, as most people know at this point, to turning it around 180 degrees because the people that we get to speak to one-on-one and actually listening deeply to their story I think that's just a way of life for people. It should be that way. Listening to what people have been through or have gone through or have achieved or anything. I don't think there was one. Maybe one or two podcasts out of that. How many have we done so far?
I think we did like 60 this year.
This year alone. But I mean, we've done like 90 or something like that, right? Or,
right.
I think. And there may have been one or two that I could have, you know, easily, you know, taken a nap or fallen, but the, you know, 99% of them were absolutely outstanding. And I'm not going to name the two that on the grounds of incrimination. No,
fair enough. All right. But number two.
Ready.
What did this podcast bring you that you did not expect?
A source of empowerment. You know, I'm all about, I love listening to motivational tapes and or motivational videos and all that. But to have it live, that's cool. That is very, very cool. And to, you know, get out of self and listen to others is that's what I get. That's what drives me to look forward to everything.
All right.
From all of us here at Crackenbacks, we thank you for listening to our episodes this year and for tuning in to today's quick recap episode of some of our favorites. We hope you had a wonderful 2022 as well, and we can't wait to see what 2023 holds for all of us in the future. See you soon!